Now to close up, Australia's vegetable industry is targeting to grow exports by 40% over the next 3 years with the release of the Vegetable Industry Export Strategy. Earlier I spoke with Horticulture Innovation Australia's Trade General Manager Michael Rogers about the strategy and started by asking about achieving the growth.
There's some fantastic export opportunities for vegetables and they've been experiencing strong growth and they can continue to build from here.
You're targeting 40% growth over the next 3 years. What sort of growth has there been in the past 3 years to indicate that you'll be able to achieve this goal?
Well, there's been strong growth across horticulture, led by the nut industry and fruit, but growth in vegetables year on year has been about 14%. So there's been strong growth, and in the last 12 to 18 months, there's been even stronger growth as the Australian dollar has become a little bit weaker.
Has there been any other contributing factors other than the dollar dropping?
There's strong overseas demand. There's been a few food safety issues in different countries, but there's generally a strong interest in Australian food. So there's an opportunity for the Australian vegetable sector to capitalise on that interest.
So what sort of vegetables are most going to benefit from this goal?
So there's carrots are currently a significant export. It's about $80 million of exports in carrots. But there's a wide range of products that are exporting and products which we traditionally haven't been very strong in, such as leafy vegetables. There's currently very strong interest in leafy vegetables overseas and some contracts being signed and a range of people starting to do very well in that sector. So there's some traditional products which we've been strong in, but there's also some new opportunities which are starting to grow quite quickly.
With those free trade agreements that have been signed over the past couple of years, are we starting to see the benefits of them that the government have worked on over the past couple of years?
Sure, there's a range of opportunities in overseas markets, including under free trade agreements. The challenge for horticulture generally is that we have a range of technical market access issues, which means there are some challenges at a technical level. But having said that, there are a range of opportunities into those markets that we do have free trade agreements with, but also markets which are very open, such as Singapore, Hong Kong, and the Middle East. And those three markets in particular represent opportunities that any fruit, vegetable, or nut grower can export tomorrow. So there are a range of challenges, but also a significant number of opportunities.
Right. So what should growers groups be doing over the next 12 months or even over the three-year period where you've got this target of $315 million in mind? What do they need to be doing to be able to achieve this?
I mean, the export strategy is a great start. I mean, I'll encourage all growers, vegetable growers, to contact AusVeg and get a hold of that detail and work it through for themselves in their own business and look at how they might access the opportunities individually. Industries are engaging with overseas markets through trade shows, inbound missions, so engaging with buyers directly, and also engaging and researching the opportunities very deeply so that growers can look at the price points and the opportunity and see what the demand actually is in that country and see what they might be able to sell into that market. So it really is about the business. You know, it's about how you do business domestically and applying those skills and that expertise into foreign markets.
Horticulture Innovation Australia's Trade General Manager Michael Rogers speaking on the Horticulture Innovation Australia's Vegetable Industry Export Strategy, which is targeting an export growth of vegetables to $315 million by 2020. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in contact, send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.